let's talk about the female orgasm. And this is a topic that has interested me a lot lately. And I don't know where the whole thing started, but next thing I know, I'm sending questionnaires all across my friends to ask them questions about orgasms, and the women had certain questions, the men had sent certain questions, all surrounding the female orgasm. So women were asked to talk about, have they faked orgasms, why do they do it, and could the men tell they were faking, that sort of thing. And then the men's questions were, can they tell if women are faking, why do you think they do it. So it was the same range of questions, but phrased a little bit different, just to gather the whether the perspective was different. And the conversation got started, and everybody was sending back their questionnaires, and everybody was messaging me, and there was a common theme to it, which I expected, but I didn't want it to be biased towards the outcome, so I did honestly ask. But there was a common thread to the women's answers, and it was, every single woman has faked an orgasm multiple times, in fact. Why they do it? Because it was taking too long. That was literally one of the most popular answers. It was taking too long. The men just kept going, and women then wanted to hurt their feelings in some cases, and by faking an orgasm it would be over quicker. How do they do it? I asked them. Just regular stuff, lots of noise, breathing faster, you know, you've seen it. Could the men tell? Not really. I mean, I guess for some they went overboard, so the men could tell, but they said the men didn't care. So this was interesting. For men, it was they couldn't tell really, really, if a woman was faking an orgasm. Why do they think women do it? Most men responded to ponder to men's ego, you know, of making a woman orgasm, look at them, that sort of thing. So men sort of know this. Or some men, let's be frank, know this. But this is a whole part of a big problem that goes all the way to how we are socialized differently, even when it comes to our own sexual identities and experiences, and how we experience our sexuality. So when I was young, I'm talking about very young, we knew that boys masturbate. That was what the conversation was. But boys masturbate, you know, this is a thing, right? I never heard anyone mention that girls masturbate as well. or could masturbate. No one's ever mentioned this to me at that point. I just assume that boys come and girls done. And that's many years later. So to me, as it was painted to me by the media and the adults, sex was basically the woman receives the sex, right? And the man comes and maybe you have babies or something. So it was very much in these terms. The sex was done to the woman, and no one's mentioned, and the women openly talked about how much they enjoy sex and, you know, how much fun it was, and took charge of their own sex. We're always describing terms of, you know, loose women, you know, to enjoy sex. So obviously there was a narrative here being served to me. And it wasn't until much later, when, I mean, I don't know what age I was, but I was in, let's say I was 18. Let's say that. I think I was, yeah. And I found a porn tape somewhere. Not in my house, obviously. And I saw, obviously a regular porn, but also I saw a woman masturbating. And I was, that can be done? What is this? So that was the starting of my own self-discovery. And yeah, back to that point, I was never in control of my own sex, you know, in the control of a man, because I wasn't told that I could have the same fun that a man can have. But this is a narrative that is served to girls from the very beginning. So there is a problem here. There's another problem as well with the fake orgasm situation, because it's a sort of a vicious cycle of, well, women faking orgasms, and then men think, oh, this is how women orgasm this way, you know, by penetration, and well, let's carry on doing that because that was successful when I did it. So, and I also had my fun. So it kind of creates a vicious cycle of men not understanding women's orgasm. And there's a lot of men out there going around thinking that all women orgasm through penetration, and they're dead convinced because, wow, that other woman, she came, you know, when I was doing that. So what's, and then if you don't, well, there's something wrong with you, because, so there is this problem going around a lot. And I don't know, well, men get the idea from their own experience with women faking it, but also porn. I mean, where did they get the first idea? Was probably watching porn. That's what you see in porn. Women breathing heavily and making a lot of noise and shaking and doing all these kind of things. But that is not what happens. And the very fact is, men cannot tell. They cannot, because women don't produce anything when they orgasm. So there's no evidence, really, physically, that something has happened. So fake alone, like, no one can catch you, you know. And it's easier, I suppose, when you're tired and just going for long and long, to fake it and get it over with. Just get it over with. So it's a sad, sad tale, because there's another example of misogyny. We can't even enjoy that. What else is next? Food? I mean, but it's just the lack of authenticity as well, and just honesty in a couple. I mean, I don't think this happens so much with couples that have been together for a long time, because at this point, you don't have to, I hope you don't have to fake, and you can say, listen, mate, this is what I like. And there is probably more openness to have this conversation. It probably happens when you're, you know, in a new relationship or just passing by, but it still happens, and these people will go to another woman and, you know, the same thing. I am obviously discussing heterosexual relationships, because that is why I have experience. I don't know much about, you know, same-sex relationships and whether this is a thing, this is a common theme to them as well. I don't know. But it seems to be a kind of product of misogyny. I don't know if that would translate as well as to same-sex relationships. It is definitely a problem between, as I say, between men and women. So, you know, and the fact is, we're not built that way. You know, yes, there are some women that my orgasm through penetration is possible. You know, I haven't met any, but there is some, it's possible. I mean, there might be something in there that, well, you know. But the way we build is, it's at the front. Yeah, it is at the front. We didn't make it that way. It is there, outside the vagina. It is at the front. And if you look at, I don't know if this is evidence, but if you look at the majority of sex toys made by women, you will notice something, you know? And they have something in common in the design, and it's, they tickle the front, okay? So, isn't this evidence that this is what we want? But yeah, it's, you know, it's like a lot of men don't know this. And it's really sad for us women, and for men as well. And for men, I don't think it's just a women's problem. I think it's also a men's problem, because wouldn't you want to give another human being that you are having an intimate relationship with pleasure? Wouldn't that be better to find out what they really want, and, you know, then I think it's nice. I think it's the whole point is to be able to give each other pleasure, and that to me is more loving and connects people at a deeper level. I'm thinking this may be a lot of women out there that never experience that they went through their entire lives just being pondered on. Yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, nowadays days we obviously learn from each other, but we also have access to certain media that will show us the way. But before, oh, how sad. You know, there's that film called, I think it was called Hysteria. It's just a silly film, but it's going on about women used to be diagnosed with something called hysteria. And then this film, this doctor uncovers the cure for it, which is, you know, basically pleasuring women the right way with some sex toy or something like a vibrator or something. And all these women suddenly cure, you know. It's just funny, but I can imagine that to be true, a true story. And yeah, so no wonder women have hysteria or something if they just have to go through life with never knowing what the pleasure of, you know, the satisfaction of an orgasm. And it's not men to blame in a way. I mean, we can't point the finger at them because that's how they've been socialized, but also we are perpetuating this silly idea that we should ponder to the egos instead of just saying, well, guess what, I didn't come. That's a fact. It's not, you know, why? Because, well, this is how I like it. What is so big deal with us? You know, it's not. So yeah, but still, it's a difficult conversation. Sometimes I understand this. Anyways, I mean, I'm not a sex expert by any means. It was just a curious topic, and I obviously wanted to bring out the conversation. Stop faking. Just stop. It's silly. Just be honest. You know, I didn't come, and that's the truth. Or I did. Thank you very much. It's lovely. I mean, just be honest. And yeah, men, stop going around thinking that all women come, you know, from penetration. In fact, if there are some women there. Listen, I don't know. There's some data that says they do. But women are so embarrassed to say they don't, because they will be seen as frigid or something. Default, you know, like there is a defect and they can't. So they probably lie in these surveys as well. Because I ask a bunch of women, I know a lot of women, and they all said no. There has to be some rubbing at the front. Sorry. So, just from that alone, I don't know. I'm not very confident with these figures. But there are some figures, let's believe it. But the vast majority of women need some different action. And that's just what you need to know. Hey, ladies first. That's how the saying goes.